Getting there on time just isn't good enough. Traffic and weather on the 10s with Wills and Snyder in the morning on WTAM 1100, Cleveland's News Radio.
Wills ways to save. I was sitting at my computer and pounding away at my keyboard that I probably paid, what, $9 for, and I just kind of take it for granted, and I put up with how crappy it is. While I was watching Matt Cranin's video this morning at WTAM.com, keyword safe, I'm guessing I'm not alone. I mean, you know, you get your computer if you still got a... the big old mainframe sitting there, or your laptop that you run stuff remotely, and you just kind of take it for granted. But boy, you came up with a real nice one this morning. Good morning.
You are referring to that bacteria-ridden pathetic excuse for a keyboard.
Yes, I've got one of those. Yeah.
So many of us rely upon. And if you are using that under-equipped, not ready for your hands, no tactile feedback laptop keyboard, your solution today is a plug-and-play $14.99 deal, and get ready for this, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It lights up in the dark so you can see exactly what you're doing.
So I can even play those video games all night long, right?
Yes, this would be ideal for gaming, ideal for downloading, ideal for Microsoft Office. Works with both Windows, Mac, PC. This is my favorite keyboard and actually one of the top-rated ones ever built. Has a much higher price point, could sell for as much as $40 or $50. At $14.99, this item, which is not a paid product, has a tactile feedback response where one, get ready for this, 100% of the people that participated in our focus group had significantly fewer errors and typos.
Wow. Okay. So it's very user-friendly then.
Across the board, people of all ages, it feels completely different under your hands. One of these items that you actually need to experience to know just how good it is. The
Looks
link,
great.
The deal, the video,
how
WTAM.com, keyword say $15.
Wow.
$14.99, LED, shortcut buttons. Absolutely love this.
Check it out. You'll be frustrated punching around your keyboard looking at this thing, and it's a great deal. Okay, it's iDay. What do you know about the new iPhone they're going to show off today?
I actually know the exact size of the new iPhone. On Channel 3 yesterday, I handled a case made by one of the factories that I was not supposed to have, so Apple may sue us, and I showcased the size of
this.
You're
on your own with that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. The big takeaway is not the new iPhone. It's the price of the old iPhone. The iPhone 7 and 7S are going to see some dramatic price drops beginning right after Apple's announcement later today. Keep in mind, the new iPhone will be over-equipped at a much higher price point with capabilities beyond what the average person will utilize it for. Apple just wants idiots like me to talk about them all day. I'm not going to. I'm going to just say, listen tomorrow. Better deals than the iPhone coming your way.
All right, Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News. Watch him there this morning.
Doc,
back here same time tomorrow on WTAM 1100. Matt, thanks much.
Awesome.
Mike Snyder Sports Mornings, 15 and 45 past on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Your Windians update and more this morning brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bedford.
Bill, it was a case of more of the same for the Tribe last night. The recipe for the Indians in this winning streak has been to score early, get great pitching, and that's exactly what happened last night against the Tigers.
Here's the set. Here's the pitch. A swing and a line drive. Gapper, right center, gets down, goes to the wall. Diaz scores. Gomes scores. Look at Allen flying, scoring. Lindor head first, slide at third. It's a triple. Ball gets away, backed up near the stands by the pitcher, Jay, and Lindor's cleared the bases.
And the Indians are going up 4-0 at that point, and Frankie would score to make it 5-0, and it was over. It was over. The Tribe went on to win it by a score of 11-0 with Carlos Carrasco on the mound. The win streak grows to 19 in a row. Here's Frankie Lindor.
We're just enjoying the ride and just trying to focus on what we have in front of our feet. Today's in the past already. Focus on what we have tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Now, that's what they've been able to do. Now, there was a note of concern at one point. Jose Ramirez, who had hit his 26th home run in the fourth, left the game after he was hit by a pitch that actually glanced off his bat and hit his forearm. But Terry Francona says...
Well, it hit his bat first, and then he had actually a decent bruise on his forearm, but I think it was more just, kind of trying to get out of the way, and I think it kind of stunned him. But, yeah, he's fine.
So hopefully he's back in the lineup tonight when the Indians seek their 20th straight win, the last team to win 20 in a row, the Oakland A's of 2002. Corey Kluber is on the mound tonight for the Tribe. 7:10 game time right here. Boy, you got to feel great about that, right? Now, the Indians have a magic number of 6 for clinching the division. It's just a matter of when. It could be as early as Thursday, actually, depending on what the Twins do. The Indians also have a game and a half lead over the Astros now for the best record in the American League. And they've got a shot at catching the Dodgers for the best overall record. And as I'm talking to you this morning, the Dodgers are still playing the Giants. They had like a 3-hour rain delay in San Francisco. They're in the 9th inning, and the Dodgers trail the Giants 8-6. So the Indians could be moving in closer for the best overall record, and we'll keep you updated by my next update. We probably should have the result. Browns coach Hugh Jackson said rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer did what he could to give the Browns a chance to win in his NFL debut. Liked what he saw from the kid. And the coach says he needs more help from his teammates. Example, veteran Kenny Britt, the wide receiver, had a key drop in the fourth quarter.
But again, we can't do that to a young quarterback because he needs guys to make as many plays for him as they can in this situation. So I think Kenny gets that. You know, he knows that's inexcusable. You know, he's got to make that play for the quarterback.
Yes, he does, and there's a good chance that Britt could be demoted from the starting spot on the Browns offense, who have the Browns with the day off back on the field tomorrow. They will travel to Baltimore on Sunday. A couple of Monday night games last night. Denver holds off San Diego 24-21. Broncos block a game-tying field goal attempt as time expired, and Sam Bradford threw for 346 yards as the Vikings beat the Saints 29-19. Coming up, we'll hear from Carlos Carrasco as the winning continues for the Tribe. That at 5:45. Home of the Indians and the Cavaliers. Mike Snyder, News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Everybody is going to work hard. But the way I think about it is we got to keep everybody safe. We've got to get our hospitals back open. We've got to get our fuel back here. We've got to get our roads open.
Real basic stuff. That's Florida Governor Rick Scott. All right, Joe Gomez joins me from Washington this morning. It looks like everybody's complimenting everybody right now as far as the federal government and FEMA goes, Joe.
Yeah, I think right now the big task for Florida is trying to figure out the scope of the damage for Irma. Still in parts of the Florida Keys, they can't even get down there because there's only one road that goes in and out of Key West, for instance, and that's filled with debris and flooded in some areas. So it's going to be a very long road, I think, to recovery for a lot of Floridians, and that includes trying to find out who can return back home, who can get back to work. Trying to get the power back on for millions of people still in Florida that have the lights off.
Yeah, lots of frustration. I think 7 o'clock they're going to start letting some people in to at least get on the road to get down to the Keys to see what's left as far as their houses go. Trump will go to Florida eventually, I guess, when it's the right time?
Yeah, I mean, clearly Trump has some property that's been impacted in Florida. He often talks about Florida being his second home, that away from New York and I guess now Washington, D.C. But he said he would go visit Florida very soon. It took him a couple of days after the hurricane hit the Houston area to make it down to Houston to avoid redirecting resources that could go to search and rescue operations and so forth. So I'd imagine that the president's probably going to wait a while until things die down in Florida until he returns.
Joe Gomez, Washington this morning. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Big show tonight to help benefit people affected by the hurricane. Our entertainment guy is Jason Nathanson with some more on that this morning. Jason, good morning. Before we get to the big show, a big movie I want to note over the weekend. Boy, Hollywood needed this. It needed something to really spike sales. I guess it was it, huh? The Scary Clown movie?
Yes. Yeah. So many records. Largest September opening ever. Largest fall opening, largest opening for a horror film, largest Stephen King opening ever, $117 million for It, making it, just in the opening weekend, the fifth highest grossing R-rated horror film of all time, just in the opening weekend. It really, I mean, so much money, and Hollywood really, really needed that coming off of a horrible summer.
And interesting, too, with, look, let's face it, a huge part of the country affected by hurricanes over the weekend, right?
Yeah. And to make that much money when a lot of the theaters in Florida were closed, almost all of them, and that area represents maybe 5-6% of the box office, so it still made that even though it lost out. It would have made maybe $120, $130 million.
With a hurricane in mind, this thing quickly came together. Amazing how you can coordinate things when everybody's working for a cause, and hurricanes, people being helped out through hand in hand. I guess Beyonce originally starting this thing because of her connection to Houston, and boy, there's a lot of people have signed on for this event, haven't they?
Yeah, it's her hometown, and she got a lot of people on board for that. And some of the biggest stars, they're going to have she's going to be in Houston. They're going to have people all over the country. They're going to have different performances from people all over the country. George Clooney's involved. Oprah's involved. Just huge names to raise a lot of money.
A lot of awareness as Hand in Hand will be broadcast tonight, a benefit for hurricane relief. Our Jason Nathanson on a couple of entertainment stories this morning. Jason, thanks, pal.
Sure thing. Take care.
All those guests, Hand in Hand, you can hear it tonight starting at 8 on KISS FM and on iHeartRadio.
Andre.
You knew he had to apologize. I mean, you just can't go on after doing
that. Well, they don't play him. You know, I tell you, though, I think Ohio State, I think that was more of a Twitter thing. I think for more of the people I've run into, it's like, hey, what about Barrett?
Yeah.
What about the secondary?
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't like, you know, people were frothing at the mouth. Now, if they ever play Oklahoma again, boy, I would blow up that picture, and I would just, you know, just keep it in front of the players for
weeks.
That's
all you need to
get
ready.
Exactly.
Yeah, for Oklahoma. All right. Traffic and weather in a minute. Then our buddy Bill Martin is in from Discount Drug Mart. It's flu shot time, I guess.
Instead of the politics of work.
Let's get to work.
Hear politics at work. The Glenn Beck Program.
The Trump administration is really God's way of keeping us in business.
Followed by Rush.
This stuff is isn't going to end. The subject matter is just going to change.
Today from 10 till 3 on WTAM 1100.
Hey, it's Nick Camino for Ken's Park Hill Roofing. New roof or repairs? Choose the family-owned company with thousands of satisfied customers. Visit parkhillroofing.com for your free consultation today.
Ken's Park Hill Roofing, home of the one-day roof.
Introducing NeoGraft from Dr. Qureshi at Visage Surgical Institute, the first and only non-surgical hair restoration procedure in Northeast Ohio with minimal downtime and no scarring. Learn more at CLENeograftHair.com. CLENeograftHair.com.
Mercedes-Benz has a program in which it recognizes its dealerships nationwide, dealerships who rise above all the others. Mike Snyder for Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, awarded the 2016 Best of the Best, the only Mercedes-Benz dealership to be so recognized in Northeast Ohio. If you're looking for a new car, you owe it to yourself to stop by Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The selection is massive at MercedesBedford.com. According to Mercedes, it's the best of the best place to visit in Northeast Ohio.
Time check 6:50. You get traffic and weather on the 10s, mornings and afternoons from News Radio WTAM 1100. Pat Butler's in. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Bill. From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Highway's getting busier right now. An accident just reported on the Interbelt on 90 East at the Carnegie exit off to the side. Slows down 77 North approaching downtown from 490. 90 East is heavy across the Interbelt Bridge with 71 North filling in approaching the Interbelt. And roadwork slows down 271 North at Broadway Forbes. This report is brought to you by Summit Racing Equipment. Next traffic update in 9 minutes at 7 a.m. Pat Butler, News Radio, WTAM 1100, Total Traffic.
Get more and spend less this Thursday through Saturday at the Summit Racing Equipment Scratch and Dent Sale. Shop hundreds of brand name parts all at rock bottom prices. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Summit Racing, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge.
Your Cleveland Weather Channel 3 forecast from meteorologist Holly Stranham. Sun clouds mix 77. The clouds are from Irma. Tomorrow the showers will be from Irma. 51 right now at your severe weather station. You get news top and bottom of the hour. Kathy Davis in, working on the 7 o'clock report. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bill. Florida residents have begun to dig out. How much is it going to cost, though? 9 candidates for Cleveland's mayor will be whittled down to 2 by the end of the day. And Apple fans are anxiously awaiting today's new gadgets. But what'll that set you back? Those stories more in 8 minutes at 7 o'clock.
On News Radio, WTAM 1100. Thanks, Kath.
Stay connected on your commute. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder on News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Hey, later after 8, I've got tickets for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at 8:15. Tech Tuesday at 8:20. You got high schoolers or junior high kids? You think you're keeping up with them on social media? Well, guess what? They've moved on from Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook because you're there. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, though, will join me. He has found the apps they're using. And we'll talk to Derek about it at 8:20 this morning on WTAM 1100. All right, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder, our official pharmacist. Do you bring anything in to get refilled? Bill Martin is here from Discount Drug Mart.
I'm ready to go.
He is the main man. He is the official pharmacist for Wills and Snyder in the morning. And we're talking today because it's flu shot time at Discount Drug Mart. Right, Bill?
It's flu shot season once again. So head down to your local Discount Drug Mart. Recommending flu shots for anyone the CDC recommends anyone from 6 months. Discount Drug Mart, we're giving it from 7 years old and up. So pretty much no restrictions. Anybody who you can walk in the store or not.
You walked in this morning, I could walk into a Discount Drug Mart. You don't need an appointment or anything?
And you saw how easy it was to fill out your form.
Got a couple things to do.
Yep.
You're in good health, you feel good, that sort of thing, right? General stuff.
Right. As long as you're not sick enough to see a doctor, you're able to get a flu shot.
Okay. What do we know about strains? Is there a certain strain we're worried about this year, or is it a broad thing, or what?
The flu shots are similar to what was in the flu shots last year.
Okay.
Obviously, yearly vaccinations, as soon as they're available, is what's recommended. So this is the time now through October is the peak time to get your flu shot so that you'll be covered for this season. But you can get them even later if you need to. But this is the time, so this is why we're here. This is why you're getting yours today.
We're doing the needle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is that the only option at Discount Drug Mart?
As far as I'm aware, that's the only option.
There's been stuff talk about the mist in the nose over the years. There's been that sort of thing.
The flu mist was determined that it wasn't effective in the couple of years that they had some bad flus, so they are not recommending that this year.
Okay.
So we're going
back to the needle.
Hey, Bill, one of the things that people, say to me, when you get a shot, I want to get mine today, too. Yeah. But is there any possible, reaction you'll have for a day or anything like that from that?
Just like with any other vaccine, you could get some soreness in your arm. You can get some...
Well, first of all, all right. With guns like
look
these,
at those guns there,
you
Bill,
don't get soreness, do you, Bill? Come on now.
That's how Wills hits that ball like 300 really, down the middle
really
of the fairway.
In here.
All right, so we're going to do a quick flu shot. So what are you going to do? I'll do a little selfie even while we're doing this.
Pretty simple. You're going to want to relax your arm.
I'm very relaxed, always.
All right, very good.
Very relaxed, always. Very relaxed.
So Bill,
tell me when you do it.
Okay, just keep looking at your selfie, Wills.
This is when you went to look. You look for your mom.
You won't even know it'll
Where's
be done.
Where's my mother? Yeah, hold on. Okay, you ready? When are you going to do it?
Okay.
Tell me when.
Tell you when.
When are you going to do
He's
it?
He's done.
You already did?
He's done.
What?
You didn't even note it?
I put that on.
I was watching.
I did Snapchat while you were doing that.
You didn't
get a Band-Aid.
That easy.
Flinch. I got you a camo Band-Aid.
I need that. Because of those guns, right?
Right.
I can't go into most buildings. Because there's a sign there.
What do you think, Scoot?
I think you shot blanks at that gun.
Oh, that's real funny. All right, so Discount Drug Mart. Snyder's going to be next, but you're not going to use the same needle, right, Bill?
Oh, well, no.
I mean, we're watching costs here, iHeart, but you're able to do a different needle, correct?
We can clearly use a new needle.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. You never know.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You never know.
Last year he actually requested we use yours, but...
He wanted a little bit of me to rub off, but that's okay.
There you go. Yes, that was... Maybe I hit the ball further when I play golf.
Discount Drug Mart locations all over Northeast Ohio. Go in, walk in, and the whole family, right? I mean, if I got the kids with me, people are busy. I'm going to soccer, I'm doing this and that. But if I got time, I can come in, right?
Right. It's a very simple process. You walk in, we have a short form, a few yes and no questions, and you're in and out in no time at all.
Good man. You still over at Mentor?
Still in Mentor.
Beautiful. Correct. Four kids in college. You're going to be at Mentor for a while, aren't you?
Three in college, one in high school.
One in high school.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So, yeah,
one on the way.
Keep working, Bill.
We know that.
We know.
Kids in college are like having a vacation home with no view. That's the expense.
There you go.
And you got a few of them. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Partner, good seeing you as always. All right, so Snites is up next.
I'm up next. Okay.
But give him a different needle. 657 News Radio, WTAM 1100. Thanks to our friends at Discount Drug Mart. Great partners. And come in now to your local Discount Drug Mart near you for your flu shot. Can you explain what happened last week in these different bills that went through?
Well, Bill, two things occurred last week. First, there was an individual bill to raise money for hurricane relief. I did vote for that. That bill went over to the Senate. The Senate then added a couple things. The Senate added a debt ceiling extension and a temporary funding for the government through the end of the year. When that vote came back to the House, I voted against it. It's one of those gimmicks, again, that frustrates me in Washington because I believe that we should fund and take care of those in the hurricane situation, and that was in Texas. Now, of course, This week we have Florida. But what I don't believe in is we can just raise the debt ceiling and do temporary funding. In fact, what's so interesting is just a week before that, we had a briefing with the military who said, please do not give us these short-term funding mechanisms because we cannot prepare the military for long-term when you fund the government with 90-day increments. So I voted against it. Still believe we should fund the hurricane effort and the relief package, but do not believe we should just raise the debt ceiling without, just like a bank. If a bank was going to lend you money and you were not paying it back, they would change some of the particulars of what they would do, and I believe we should cut some expenses before we raise the debt ceiling, and at the same time, I also don't believe in temporary funding.
I heard Senator Schumer say when they did this deal with the president last week, look, you know, we're talking about money we've already spent, which is the key every time with this debt ceiling. Yeah, we got to quit spending money like we are, right?
Well, absolutely, and that's always the excuse, and we are raising the debt ceiling on money we already spent, but just like a bank, we have to start looking at the money we continue to spend and start to change this. Otherwise, the debt ceiling will continue to go up. It's not fair to our children and grandchildren.
All right. One other story from last week. Our Governor Kasich in Washington, along with several other people, talking about health care and this John Hickenlooper, governor as well. Did you take a look at what they're proposing, and where's this thing at?
Well, look, the problem with what Governor Kasich's doing, and it's frustrating for me, is that they continue on to spend money we don't have, and that's the problem. Medicaid expansion is unsustainable. It's on a track where the federal government will be spending almost 33% of its outlay on Medicaid expansion. It just can't continue from the sustainability standpoint. So they keep talking about it because they're sitting back taking the money, which, by the way, the state of Ohio, 50% of its budget is federal dollars. These are the kind of things that are setting our children and grandchildren up for a disaster in the future, and so I don't agree with it.
Congressman Jim Renacci on a couple stories this morning out of D.C. I appreciate your time. Thanks much.
Thank you.
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Getting today's news cycle started on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Like I told the team today, in our meeting, we're the only ones that can change the outcomes, you know, when we play. The attention to detail, make the plays that we get opportunities to make, make sure that we are holding each other accountable at all times. That's what's going to give us a chance to get this turn.
Best team coverage of the Browns. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Fred Greetham follows the Browns force at scout.com. A little bit of coach yesterday from Berea. Fred, good morning. Give us a little synopsis here. Coach Kaiser, what do you say? What do you think?
Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, I mean, as far as I think the takeaway statement was overall, you know, Hugh's quote was the young man gives us hope, you know, and that is the positive coming out of it. Sure, he made some mistakes, held on the ball too long, but, you know, he's still standing after getting, you know, beat up a little bit and made some mistakes, but I think more than anything, that's what you're going to have with a young quarterback, and he gives you know, Browns fans some hope that, hey, we got a quarterback that maybe we can grow with and win with, and so, you know, the self-inflicted wounds to get a blocked punt on the first series, you know, in the past we'd see Browns teams just fold up and go in a hole and get blown out. Believe it or not, you know, the way they played, I was very encouraged that the defense only gave up two touchdowns.
And Fred, the coach indicating that, hey, it's more than two than just the quarterback. He needs help from his teammates, and was pretty candid about Kenny Britt, who had that drop in the fourth quarter, almost indicating that, well, he said it was inexcusable, and Britt's job, his starting job, may be on the line this week. Your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, actually, I brought that up, asking the question how he felt his receivers, particularly Britt, played, and he said that, and he went on a little bit more of an answer than I was expecting, and then a follow-up question resulted in, you know, you're saying that he's the starter. I don't know if he'll lose his job over a week, but I think he was putting him on notice saying, hey, you know, we need help, and you were brought in here to help us, you know, and, you know, that drop, you know, cost a drive late in the game when they, after the interception, he was wide open. They were second 19. He would easily had a first down, hit him right between the numbers, wide open. He dropped it. And so I don't know if they have too many options other than Ricardo Lewis right now, but as far as, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he gives him a little wake-up call and maybe a little reduced time.
I know Sam Ratigliano has said a drop like that is really like a turnover. Another thing, though, you know, you look at supporting Kizer, the running game needs to be part of it. They didn't do that very well at all on Sunday. And I think the coach said that with this offensive line that they need some time to gel. Your thoughts about that, Fred?
Well, it really was the first time those five had been together. But we had kind of been saying that maybe that's why you need to play a little bit in preseason. Joe Thomas, you know, sat out all but the one series or a half. And Botonio was out with an injury. And then you had three new guys. But, yeah, that's going to be their bread and butter. He talked about it all along. And if you're going to help a young quarterback out, you have to have a running game. And you surely have to average more than 2.3 yards a carry. And I think the cohesionness will start coming together. Zeitler did have a thumb injury, but he indicated he thought he would be able to play through. So they came out of that good. I think, yes, now you have to get everybody, you know, in sync and get that running game up to speed to help out your offense.
Best team coverage, the Browns. Fred Greetham follows the Browns Force at scout.com. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred Greetham. Phil Savage tomorrow morning with his book, of course, former Browns GM. Phil's got a book out. And Dave Willibald, I don't think Dave has a book out Thursday. And then Bernie, who has a book out on Friday. Fred, do you have a book out, by the way, just while I'm thinking?
We're working on one right. Every day.
Well, let me know. We'll be happy to play.
That's right.
Fred, thanks, pal.
All right, have a great day.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Tech, Kids, and Your Apps. Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad, joins me this morning. Derek, good morning. Look, some parents, maybe when they were kids, their parents could listen in on the phone and just see who they were talking to, and you could lock the door at night and know that nobody's, you know, and your kids are going to be separated from. But now with the internet, that doesn't stop. There's connection all the time, everywhere. And as a parent, you have to be mindful of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, teams have been using technology to get together for decades now, from the old party lines to in the mid-90s and early 2000s, chat rooms and that sort of thing. And apps now, especially with kids having access to tablets and smartphones, especially young teens, that's something that you want to kind of go through and both understand what kind of apps are out there, but also, you know, partner with your kids and really, you know, make sure that you're both kind of agreeing to what those boundaries are going to be.
Look, Derek and I aren't telling you how to parent, but we are telling you, you ought to be aware of some stuff that's on the smartphone. So, I mean, if anything, just to be a better informed parent. I always thought when the parents and grandparents got to Facebook, the kids moved to Twitter. When the parents and grandparents got to Twitter, the kids went to Snapchat. And now they figured out Snapchat, so the kids are going someplace else. Where are they going now? Is it a lot of apps about video still nowadays, Derek?
Yeah, there's a couple different kind of categories that kids are getting into their modern social media. Video messaging apps are still really popular. You know, they, just like you said, things like Snapchat and that sort of thing are still out there. But there are new apps like Marco Polo, House Party, and Fire Chat. Marco Polo, for example, it kind of touts itself like a video walkie-talkie. You make a video, you send it. In response, your send makes a video, and then you kind of make this queue where these videos keep getting added. It is a closed messaging platform. That means friends can invite their friends, but in theory, that also means that your kids could be talking to strangers because friends of friends kind of thing. The other thing about that is that videos are kind of easily deleted. So one of the things that sometimes, unfortunately, can happen is that you know, teenagers and young kids can find themselves being sexually harassed, bullied, that sort of thing. It's possible for that person perpetrating that to delete the video so that you don't have proof. So, again, it is one of those things that usually most of these app creators will say that they do take steps to handle any reports, as well as trying proactive steps to try to protect. But just like anything else, you know, with your kids, it is something that you do want to make sure that you're on top of that with them.
Yeah, here's another app. If you've got a teenager, say, hey, have you ever used Yellow? And they'll look at you. It's a Tinder for tweens, I am told, in a way.
Yeah, you swipe right if you want to become friends with someone, swipe left if you don't, and it does use a geolocator, so it, you know, tries to find people in your area. They say that there's a 13-age minimum requirement on that, just like anything else. There's really, unfortunately, no way to verify that. And again, it is one of those things that concern isn't just your kid getting on that, but also in terms of cyberbullying, people creating false profiles with a schoolmate's name. So, again, it's sort of the kind of thing that you do want to kind of keep talking with your teens about, you know, kind of give them the tips about these things and just make them aware.
One other, and there's an article that we'll link to if you follow me on Twitter, at Bill Wills, WTAM. Some of these anonymous apps, I mean, you've already mentioned cyberbullying a couple times. It is a problem.
Yeah, anonymous apps and the anonymous internet, you know, a lot of people have probably heard about this type of thing earlier for adults, things like secret, post-secret whisper, where people would, you know, share gossip about companies and coworkers. These are now designed more for kids after school, say at me, Monkey Ask FM. Again, it's not just the stuff that your kids may be sharing with other people, but things other people may be sharing with about your kids. And one thing that I absolutely recommend for parents, there's a great site out there called safekids.com. They actually have three contracts that you really may want to look at and take consider actually using with your kids. There's one for young kids, there's one for teens, and one for parents. And it kind of really helps create rules and kind of guidelines for that online behavior.
What's the site again?
It's safekids.com.
Okay.
I did tweet that out, so it is on Twitter right now. And, you know, for rules like, for example, for young kids, pledge, number one, I will not give out personal information such as my address, telephone number, parents' work address, telephone number, et cetera. Two, I'll tell my parents right away if I come across any information that makes me feel uncomfortable. And it kind of goes through there. And, you know, it also has, you know, what the parents are going to agree to. You can even print them out as little PDFs and have the kids sign them. That way you have, you know, that literal contract that they know what the rules are.
Right.
And it's just a great site overall. It's got, you know, a whole bunch of tips about helping to keep your kids safe, tips for literally the kids themselves, as well as you as a parent. And again, I just tweeted it out, so the link is out there for you.
Agent Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad. Follow him on Twitter, Agent 3012. Good info, parents knowing about apps your kids are using. Derek, I appreciate the time this morning, pal.
Thank you.
Total Tribe coverage, 8:45. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside, and your morning Indians update with Jim Rosenhaus this morning, brought to you by Falls Motor City. Hi, Rosie.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, a typical 11-0 game last night. Another win for our tribe. Ho-hum, what else is new, right?
Yeah, you know, that kind of sums it up, doesn't it? We've been talking about the same thing for weeks now.
I mean, the question is, how many did they win by? You know, every day, how many did they win by last night? You know?
Yeah,
it's not how, it's how many.
Jim, it's one thing to be winning, but the dominance has just been so huge in this streak, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's just a great combination of pitching and then the offense getting rolling. There's been six shutouts during the streak. So it's got to be demoralizing for the opposition because they just can't score runs. It's funny, Buck Showalter, the Orioles manager, was commenting over the weekend just how difficult it is to score runs off of the Indians. And it's like he left the notes in the visiting manager's office because Brad Ausmus said the same thing before the game last night, before they even started, when commenting about this winning streak and how difficult it is to play the Indians. And again, it starts with that good starting pitching, and they got it again last night from Carrasco, and the offense went wild again, and that's been really a common theme during the streak.
And I think we're all breathing a little easier. Tito said afterwards that looks like Jose Ramirez will be all right, because that was a scary sight for a little bit, wasn't it?
When he left the game, he was thinking, they just lost Bradley Zimmer the night before, and this team's awfully resilient, and they don't let injuries bother them, but there's a point that I think it's at some point, it would hurt, and if it was Ramirez, it would hurt big time. And great to see him. We actually saw him in the dugout later in the game, so that was a good thing, and it seems like he'll be just fine.
Well, they go for 20 tonight. Corey Kluber on the mound. Boy, you got to wake up with a smile on your face if you're an Indians fan with all of that news, don't you?
Oh, you do, and it's funny, talking to Joe Smith, before Kluber's last start, that was win number 15, and we're just talking about the streak, and And I said, you know, I mean, at some point, there's got to be a night where the bounces don't go their way and then you end up losing a game because that's just baseball. And he looked at Kluber's locker and he said, yeah, you know, that's true, but not tonight, not with that guy on the mound. And I'm sure they'll take that mindset into the game tonight with Kluber going.
We'll have the Gagliotto.com Tribe Insider at 6, first pitch 7:10 on News Radio WTAM 1100. Nationals have clinched. I see that, correct?
Yeah, they've clinched their division. And, now, I mean, Jim, right now the best overall record is up for grabs right now. The Indians are in the picture for that, not only with a game and a half lead over Houston for the American League best record.
Yeah, no question for overall because, as good as the Indians have been lately, it's amazing how bad the Dodgers have been as they keep losing and kind of leave the door open there. If both teams got to the World Series, that the home field would be up for grabs.
Leave it to the announcer. Art, hear that, Terry Francona? Rosie's already moving ahead to the World Series. Here we go. I'll get an email today. One
that
game
violates the day-by-day thing, doesn't it?
Day-by-day. All right, Rosie, thanks, pal. We'll be listening tonight.
Okay, guys.
See you, buddy. Total Tribe coverage, Jim Rosenhaus on News Radio, WTAM 1100.